idam shariram mama dhur vibhavyam
idam shariram mama dhur vibhavyam
satvam hi me hridayam yatra dharma
satvam hi me hridayam yatra dharma
prishte krito me yada dharma ara
prishte krito me yada dharma ara
ato himam rishabham prahurarya
ato himam rishabham prahurarya
idam shariram mama durvibhavyam
idam shariram mama durvibhavyam
satvam hi me hridayam yatra dharma
satvam hi me hridayam yatra dharma
prishte krito me yada dharma ara
prishte krito me yada dharma
ato himam rishabham prahurarya
ato himam rishabham prahurarya
Translation. My transcendental body, Satchidananda Vigraha, looks exactly like a human form, but it is not a material human body. It is inconceivable. I am not forced by nature to accept a particular type of body. I take on a body by my own sweet will. My heart is also spiritual, and I always think of the welfare of my devotees. Therefore, within my heart can be found the process of devotional service, which is meant for the devotees. Far from my heart have I abandoned irreligion, or adharma, and non-devotional activities. They do not appeal to me. Due to all these transcendental qualities, people generally pray to me as Rishabhadeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the best of all living entities.
Idam shariram mama durvibhavyam sattam hi me hridayam yatra dharma prishti kito me tada dharma yara ato hi mam ri samam prahu arya. So God whether impersonal or personal, that we cannot conclude by our speculation. It is not possible. Durvibhavyam means beyond your conception, beyond your speculation. But he says that idam shariram, he has got his body. He's not impersonal. He comes sometimes as incarnation. We can see Krishna with two hands, two legs, one head. Binum karnantam aravinda dalaya taksam varahavatam samasitam vidasandaram. This is described in the Vedic literature. He has two hands and he is playing on flute. He has got the peacock feather on his head. It is not imagination. The Krishna Archamutri, it is not imagination as rascals think that they have imagined. An idol. This is not idol worship. This is actually, I have several times explained that here is Krishna, personal, present. We should always think like that, not that it is idol worship. Durvibhavam means although he is present, the less intelligent class of men, they will think that they are worshipping one statue. But that is not possible. You do not know what is the form of the Lord because your present senses are imperfect. Atasya Krishna Namadi Navaved Grayam Indriyai. The Lord's name, his form, his pastime, navavigraham indriyai, our present senses are unable to conceive. Just like the soul is there within the body, but nobody can see where is that soul. Similarly, God is also within this body, but nobody can see. It is specifically mentioned, Ishvara sarvabhutanam diddeshe arjuna tishtati. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart, but find out the heart, where is God. There is, but you cannot see. Atasya Krishna Navadi, Navami Grayam Indri. Present senses are unable to see. You have to prepare your eyes, just like with cataract. You cannot see anything. You have to undergo surgical operation. Then you see. That surgical operation process is bhakti. Sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ritchati. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam. If God has no form, how He is Rishikesh, and how we can serve with our senses? Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam, that is bhakti. So, God has form, but it is inconceivable by us. But from the Shastra, we can understand what kind of body God has. Just like in the Brahma Sanghita, it is explained, Angani yasya sakalendriya vritti manti pasyanti panti kalayanti chirang jaganti ananda chinmaya sad ujjala vigrahasya ananda sad ujjala vigrah govindamadi buddhisam ramakriyami. Now, it is inconceivable. Angani yasya sakalendriya vritti manti. Now we have got this understanding that we can see with our eyes. But God can not only see with His eyes, He can eat with His eyes. That is inconceivable. We shall think how it is possible that one can eat with his eyes. Therefore Shastra says, Angani yasya sakalendriya vritti manti. It's like we offer a foodstuff to the deity. And the atheist will say, oh, you have offered this, some nice foodstuff, but he has not eaten, it is there, lying there. But he does not know that God has His indriyas, sakalindriya vittimanti. As soon as he sees the foodstuff is offered, he has it. That they do not know. This is inconceivable. Unless we accept the inconceivable energy of the Lord, there is no question of God. So, He can eat by seeing. Angani jasya sakalendriya vritti manti pasyanti panti kalayanti chiram jagat. He can offer you blessing, everything, by one anga, by one part of his body. He can do everything. This is inconceivable. Adhukhaya. Therefore, another name of God is called Adhukhaya. Akhaja jnanam adhakrita. Our knowledge is sense perception. Sense perception is akhaja jnana. That will not act there. achinta. Therefore, we have to accept in life. Idam shariram. But he has his body. He has his body. And because he cannot conceive, he, out of his causeless mercy, he presents himself in a form which we can see. And that is archa vigraha, archa murti. A vigraha, archa means the form which we can worship. If God is impersonal, abhaktya sattva chita sam, klesa adhikata rasti sam, if we accept God as impersonal, He is not impersonal. He says, idam sarinam. He is personal. But our present senses cannot perceive. That is it. Therefore, out of His causeless mercy, He has appeared in a form which you can see, you can touch, you can dress, you can offer garland, you can offer food to accept your service. That is God's mercy. Don't think that because God mercifully has come before me in a form which we can perceive, which we can see, which we can serve, not that He is not God. That is rascal now. God is there. Otherwise, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as soon as he entered the Jagannath temple, immediately fainted. Does it mean he made a fun? No. He saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead present there. So he requires eyes to see God. That eyes you have to prepare. What is that eyes? Premanjana churita bhakti bilochane. No? You have to apply eyes ointment. Just like there is some medicine, eye ointment, which you apply, you can see very distinctly. Similarly, that ointment is premanjana. If you develop love for God, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is in ecstasy, always in love. He can see. Similarly, if you develop your love for God, then he can see. Premanjana churita bhakti bilochane. This premanjana, this ointment of love, is bhakti. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, bhaktyamam abhijanati javan jaschami tattva. Tattva, not superficial, actually, what he is. That you can understand through bhakti, not any other process. Krishna does not say that you can bhakta, not bhakta, but jnana. There are jnanis, there are yogis. No, they cannot understand Bhagavan. Therefore, Bhagavan says, manusyanam sahasyesu kasti jatati siddhaya jatatam api siddhyanam kasti vrittimam tattva. In persons who are already siddha, perfect, jnani, yogis, they are also unable to see Him. If one have by good fortune, the yogis, the jnanis, come in contact with the bhakta, then by the mercy of the bhakta, by the mercy of Krishna, he can see. Otherwise, durvibhavya idam sariram mama. The Supreme Personality says, mama, mine, my body, I've got my body. But durvibhavam. So, we have to understand God as He says. Don't imagine don't speculate. That is useless. Panthastu koti satavasya sampragamya vayurathapi manaso munipungavana svapasthi japrapada sidra abhichinta tatte govindamadi vrutam tamam abhichinta adhud vibhavam, the same thing. Even if you try to understand God or want to go to God, vayurathapi, by airplane, and the speed of the mind, not ordinary speed. Mind speed, you can imagine, you are sitting here and 15,000 miles away, New York, you can immediately see your room there. This is mind speed. Immediate, within a second, just imagine how much the mind is speeding. Mind is subtle. Everyone, you have got mind, I have got mind, but I cannot see your mind, you cannot see my mind. Subtle. This is material. The sky, ether, we cannot see, but we can perceive. When you press the sky like this, there is sound. You can understand, here is sky. But mind, you cannot see, still subtle. Indriyani pararahu, indriya bhapara mana, manasastu paro buddhi, buddhistu ya paro. So the soul is so subtle. You cannot see sky. And still finite is mind. Still finite is intelligence. And still finite is soul. So how you can see? With your gross eyes, this is not possible. Therefore, they are bewildered. How the soul is being transferred from one body to another. They see the gross body. Krishna says, na hannate hannamane sarire tatha dehantara prapti. My doctors, medical men, scientists, they cannot see. They are, where is the soul? How is the soul is transmigrating? These are all durvibhavya, inconceivable. Therefore, you have to hear from the authorities, from Krishna, that there is soul, there is Atma, there is transmigration, and everything what is spoken in the Shastra, they are fact. But we do not consult Shastra, we become scientists, we become philosophers, with gross understanding, dull understanding, poor understanding. How you can understand yourself and God? So there is no question of self-realization by your gross understanding. You have to understand by hearing. Therefore, to get real knowledge is not by the eyes and senses, but by the ear. Therefore, Vedic knowledge is called Shruti. You have to receive knowledge, Shruti. Tadvijnanartham sa guru neva vigacche. Why? The guru means who is fully aware of the Shruti. Shrotriyam, one who has perfectly listened to his guru. Shrotriyam, Brahmanistam. And by hearing only, he has become Brahmanistam. Without any doubt. Yes, there is God. Yes. We have to approach such person who has perfectly listened to his evam parampara praptam imam raja sayavu. So by Shruti, by hearing, oral reception, just like there is practical example. Suppose you are sleeping and somebody is coming to do you some harm, to kill you. But another person is warning you, please get up, get up. Somebody is coming to heal you, somebody. But it will act, because while other senses are practically dead, the ear is working. By hearing, you can get up. This is practical. So at the present moment, we are sleeping. Sleeping in the darkness. Therefore, to get knowledge, we have to use our ear. Savanam. Therefore, to enter into the devotional service, one has to use this ear. Savanam. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam upa. And savanam about whom? Savanam about Vishnu. Savanam ki, not of others. Savanam, they say, that you can hear anything. No. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasevanam archanam vandanam dasam sakham matu nivedanam. This is the process. Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva vigathe srotiyam brahmanishtham. These are the injunctions. Adu budbhasram sadharma pritya sadhu marganukamanam. These are the process. So, Rishabhdev said that I have got my body, idam sarinam. When he appears to solve our problem, whether God is personal or impersonal. Impersonal is there, there is no doubt. But what is that impersonal? Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat abhaktam murtina. That is impersonal. But is maya by me, that means his energy. His energy is distributed throughout the whole creation, cosmic manifestation. But he is still there. Maya, unless he is there, not there, because he is spread everywhere. Vasudeva, Sarvamiti. It does not mean he is finished. That is material understanding. And materially, if you take a piece of paper and make it in small pieces and throw it, then the original paper is no longer exists. That is material concept. But spiritual conception, purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate, that is spiritual. If you take 7% God from God, still he is 7%. That is purnasya purnamadaya purnameva ishavasana. Krishna said, the maya, in my another feature, Vasudev feature, maya tadamidam sarvam. Everything is God, but everything is not God. That is explained by God. Maya tadamidam sarvam jagat abhaktam mastani sarvabhutani rahante suavastita. The mayavadis, the poor fund knowledge, they say, why you are worshipping God here? He is everywhere. He is everywhere. He is in the temple also. Now they will say, not in the temple. He is everywhere except in the temple. Don't go to the temple. This is askalpa. If God is everywhere, why is he not in the temple? So this is their knowledge, core fund of knowledge. Alpamedhasa. Abhijananti man murha. So God has form, but he is Satchitananda Vigraha. He is not, when it is said, the nirakar, no form, that does not mean that he has no akar. The akar or the form which we understand, he hasn't got that form. He is Satchitananda Vigraha. Otherwise, how can accept your offerings? Krishna says that patram puspam phalam toyam juni bhaktya prajacchati tadaham asnami. He says, I eat. So if he has no mouth, how he can eat? Therefore, the Vedic literature informs her, the pasyati achakhu, he sees, but he has no eyes. When the Vedic literature says that he has no eyes, that means he has no eyes like us, but he has got eyes. Otherwise, how he sees? Pasyati achakhu, sinati akarna. He can hear. Otherwise, what is the use of offering prayer? Yes, he hears. But akarna, not that he has got ears like you. He is in the Vaikuntha. Many, many millions and trillions miles away, but still you are offering ears. Bhuvindamadipurusham. He is hearing. He is here. Sadvatra, Panipadasana. This thing should be understood. And because we do not understand everything, we try to test with our limited understanding. Therefore, we do not believe in the activities of the Lord, and we are deceived in that way. God is all-powerful, but when we hear that God at the age of 7 years old, he lifted the Govardhan hill. Immediately he dismissed, oh, this is all my service. Why? If he has got inconceivable power, he is all powerful, is it very difficult for him to lift the Govardhan hill? No, we don't believe in God. Even if we believe, we want to believe in our own way. That is bhavva, conceivable. But he is durvibhavva. You cannot conceive. Two contradictory things. Just like here Krishna says, Rishabde, that sattam hi me hridayam jatra dharma. The dharma and adharma, they are two contradictory things. But he is the source of dharma and adharma both. Janma adasya jata. Adharma which is hate, that is also coming from God. Janma adasya jata. That is explained here. Priste. Priste krito me jat adharma ara. So adharma is also there in God. On the back side. So is there any difference between back side and front side? Advaigan, absolute? No. So these things have to be understood. So both dharma and adharma, they are coming from he is the original source. Jato vai mani bhutani jala. Everything is coming from. So dharma and adharma, that is duality. Duality understanding within this material world. In the spiritual world, there is no such thing. The dharma and adharma is the same thing, because the same source. This to be understood from right sources, right person, then we can understand. But he comes, Krishna comes out of his causeless mercy, to inform us, not only Krishna, many other incarnation of Krishna, just like Rishabhdev, he is also incarnation of Krishna. He is explaining himself. So we should take advantage of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, from the Absolute Truth. Don't speculate. Speculation has no meaning. So we have got this instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the Bhagavad Gita. See, if we are serious about understanding about God, then we can hear from him. And whatever he says, whatever he instructs, we take it. Then our life will be successful. And if we speculate, panthasya koti satavatsa sambha, atasya krishna namadi navave jayam indri, sevan mukhehi jivhadam sameva spuratvata. So this is the process. We must be ready to surrender to him, we must be ready to render service unto him, then our spiritual life will be revived. At the present moment, we are covered by the material conception of life. I am this body, I am Indian, I am American, I am Brahman, I am Kshatri. These are all designations. Sarvapadhi vinirmukta. When you become free from this old designation, you become purified, then you can develop your love for God. Rishikena Rishikesa. Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. Thank you very much.